Good vibrations, take one.
We're rolling, let's go.
You're listening to Good Vibrations, a Beach Boys music program, sponsored by
Endless Summer Quarterly.
Hi, this is David Beard. Welcome to episode 37 of Good Vibrations, a Beach Boys music program. Today, I'm speaking with Mike Love, and it's really more of a conversation, is the best way to describe it. It's not really an interview, per se. Mike and I talk about his recent performances. Mike Bruce and the Beach Boys band went out and performed a couple of shows. He tells you what that experience was like under the new pandemic and the social distancing and things like that, and what the audience response was and all that good stuff. Also, I speak to Mike about his favorite summer song ever. I think I was really surprised by his answer. And the bonus part of that is he actually shares the song that he chooses actually stirs up an old memory that he shares about him and Brian doing something together, which I'd never heard before. So I hope it's a new story for you too. It's quite cute. And also, as a special guest for this particular episode today, we've got Allison Ehrenberg. Now, if you're on Facebook and you're a part of any Beach Boys community or page that's associated with any of the Beach Boys, you probably know Allison's name. She's a 16-year-old Beach Boys fan, and I'm, you know, just like the rest of us. And she recently discovered the Beach Boys in 2015, so she hasn't really grown up on them, maybe like other previous generations, but that's the great thing about the Beach Boys and their music, right? We're now, here's Allison, she's part of a sixth generation. I mean, that's, just think about that for a minute. That's really incredible. Now, my son Ethan, of course, who's in an episode 32 and 33 with me, and I hope you enjoyed those episodes, he's 18, but it's so great. I mean, it just is so wonderful that you can look and listen, you know, you can just observe a catalog continually, regardless of year, regardless of decade, continuing. Because honestly, you'd think that maybe these car songs or surfing songs or, you know, would eventually kind of, you know, run their course. But they haven't. You know, it's amazing to me that, you know, these guys are, and in the case of Dean Torrance, 80 years old, Mike 79 now, it's just amazing that they still go out and they do this for us. And they continue to bring this legacy to life every time they take the stage. So let's get started with Mike talking about the recent shows.
I wanted to ask you about the recent shows that you performed and how, you know, just the overall, knowing you as I do, which isn't completely, but I feel like I know you well enough to say that you being at home as long as you have is not something you're used to. And so going out and performing for people and bringing the music, you know, the music back to people, how was that for you to go back out and do that?
It was really great, really welcome. It was great to see all the guys and get together. On the Thursday night, we played the Ozark Empire Fair in Springfield, Missouri, at Fairgrounds. The capacity was maybe 11,000, but because of COVID restrictions, it was cut down to half of that. But it was a good-sized crowd, and they were socially distant where they had to be. And so and we all were very careful about who we came into contact with. In fact, we usually do meet and greets, but we didn't this time around. And everybody wore their masks, but it was great getting back out there. And then we drove from there to Omaha, from Springfield, Missouri to Omaha. Probably took us 5 or 6 hours. And we were off on Friday and Saturday in Omaha, had some days off, and then Sunday drove up to Lincoln, Nebraska, which is in this beautiful park with a great amphitheater in the middle of this beautiful park, and that was really well attended, and everybody, once again, was socially distant in certain areas of the seating and stuff, and the capacity was cut a little bit, but it was great though, because everybody, the audience responded beautifully. Everybody had a great time. The band sounded great. It was really great. It's kind of like riding a bicycle. Those songs were, you know, miraculously we were able to remember all the songs and play them really well. In fact, we got a chance to play on the encore, the first song on the three-song encore. We did This Too Shall Pass, you know. Mm-hmm. And we sang live to the video, which was going on behind us. With, you know, of course, Stamos was on the video.
Yeah.
Because he put it together and played on it. So, but that was really cool.
We all remember when school is out was a cause for celebrations. Nobody ever even thought about closing down entire nations. Washing hands and wearing masks, and it's not even Halloween. Shaking hands is a thing of the past due to social distancing. People are wondering how long it'll last. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. Well, I believe the best is yet to come. So let's get back to having fun, fun, fun in the sun. In the meantime, people, there can be no doubt. Lots of folks deserve a big shout out. First responders and the National Guard, doctors and nurses all working real hard. It's kind of like the viral Super Bowl, so do unto others, it's good for the soul. All 50 states with a unified goal. God bless America, that's how we roll. People are wondering how long it'll last. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. Well, I believe the best is yet to come. So let's get back to having fun, fun, fun in the sun. We're turning lemons into lemonade. Just be cautious, don't be afraid. Do what the doctors recommend. The sooner we do, this pandemic will end. Shall pass. Well, I believe the best is yet to come. So let's get back to having fun, fun, fun in the sun. To having fun, fun, fun in the sun.
This is Brian Wilson, and you're listening to Good Vibrations with David Beer.
So now let's get back to my conversation with Mike about the shows.
We were very careful about who we came into contact with. And if we ever went out of our rooms or off the bus, we wore masks, you know, and that kind of thing. So we were pretty much isolated from others. But it was good because the concert, the energy... And the energy of the concerts and the response of the audience response was really, really good. And it felt so good to get back at it. And people love live music, and we as musicians, I mean, that's our livelihood and our passion, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really great to make those songs come alive again to a live audience.
Well, you know, your number one fan came to your Nebraska show, Allison Ehrenberg.
That's right. She was right in the front row, too.
Oh, was she?
I don't know how she pulled that off. She did.
She...
The sad thing is, we usually visit with her for a while, but we couldn't because everybody was so restricted and, you know,
yeah.
in terms of actually interfacing with, you know, one-on-one with people.
She is
a great fan, a huge fan.
And now here's our special guest, Allison Ehrenberg, to tell you how she got into the Beach Boys.
When I got into the Beach Boys, I got into them on my own. And we joke around that I dragged my dad up to my first concert. So it was kind of my thing, I guess. Okay. I remember this was June 2015, and I was just, like, sitting on my phone, and I came across a video, and I forgot exactly what it was, but it had the Beach Boys performance on the Tammy show of I Get Around, and I was just, like, hooked on the song instantly. So I was just like, oh, my God, who are these guys? They're amazing. So I guess I learned about, like, all the other members later after right after I went to my first concert and got to meet Mike. Then I was just like, well, I should probably learn more about the others, too. I just remember Mike's wife, Jackie, she just walked up to me, just, like, to me and my dad. And she was just like, hey, come with me for a second. Mike wants to meet you personally. And my jaw dropped. I was really scared. I was really nervous because, like, yeah, I was meeting one of the real Beach Boys. And it was really unreal. I still can't believe that he wanted to meet me, of all people. Like, I don't know how I stood out to him or how I still do, but he liked something about me. So, and we just hit it off straight away, and he's never forgotten about me since, and now he's like a grandfather to me. I love him so much.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
Get around, round, round, I get around.
Hi, this is Al Jardine of the Beach Boys, and you're listening to Good Vibrations with David Beard.
And now, more with Allison.
I'm usually within the first 8 rows of a show because I'm really, like, fast at getting tickets. Mm-hmm. But I've only ever been, like, front row center, like, right in front of them once, and it was that last one. And that, getting to do that, that alone was amazing. I've wanted to sit front row center since I started going to these concerts, so, like, I finally got to live it out, so that was really cool. It's always really, really fun. It's really fun being in the crowd. I love seeing the band have, like, be so energetic up there. And they're actually really, really good on stage. Like, a lot of the songs they do, they sound really close to the records sometimes. And they just really, like, they put their heart into what they do, and that's great. It makes it really fun for us in the crowd, too.
And next, Allison tells us why she's such a fan of the Beach Boys.
For me personally, the Beach Boys are, like, the biggest source of comfort and joy in my life, and they make me feel, like, a sense of happiness I can't find anywhere else. Like, that's how meaningful their music is.
Thank you, Allison. I hope everybody's enjoyed listening to Allison's accounts of meeting Mike and going to the Beach Boys shows and her personal favorites. It's hard to beat I Get Around, you have to admit. So next, I get back to talking with Mike, and now we talk about Mike's favorite summer song, and I really hope you enjoy this.
So I wanted to ask you a question about your favorite. Now, you can go back to your earliest memory, going back to 3 years old, 5 years old, you tell me. What is your favorite in your memory, in your life experience, your favorite summer song?
Favorite summer song?
Yeah, not the Beach Boys, but a song that you know from that you heard on the radio, and it's like during the summer, and it just is one of those songs that just has always been a part of, every time you hear it, it takes you back, you know, to your teenage years or whatever it was.
I have two of them. One of them is 26 Miles Across the Sea, and the other one is Old Cape Cod, the song Old Cape Cod, which Bruce refers to in this Disney Girls.
And what, when you...
Cute little ballad.
Okay.
Huh?
I was just going to say, I hear that laugh after you said that, so it's obviously, I can hear it bringing up memories in your laugh, in your giggle. I hear you making a connection with your past.
Oh, yeah.
What's coming to mind?
Oh, just listening to the radio and hearing a song Catalina, I grew up in Los Angeles, and Catalina is literally 26 miles from the coast of California. It's an island off the coast. It's 26 miles across the sea. Santa Catalina is waiting for me. And so, So it just reminds me of, in fact, I took Brian on we had a senior trip where we cruised to Catalina on a big boat with my class, and everybody got a chance to invite a friend, so I invited Brian, and we cruised to Catalina on that when I was a senior in high school.
Oh, that's
so that would have been 1959.
That's cool.
So distant, 26 miles away, resting in the water serene. I'd work for anyone, even the Navy, who would float me to my island green.
26 miles so near yet far, I'd swim with just some water wings and my guitar. I could leave the wings, but I'll leave the guitar for romance, romance, romance. Romance, 26 miles across the sea. Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance.
A tropical heaven out in the ocean, covered with trees and girls. If I have to swim, I'll do it forever, till I'm gazing on those island worlds.
40 kilometers in a leaky old boat, any old thing that'll stay afloat. When we arrive, we'll all promote romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is waiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea.
Hey, this is John Stamos, and you're listening to Good Vibrations with David Beard.
Hope you've enjoyed episode 37. Thanks for tuning in. And maybe working on 38 sometime soon, I hope. But I hope you enjoyed the conversation today with Mike and Allison. I want to thank them both for being a part of this program. Allison, thank you especially for being such a great fan of the Beach Boys and their music. I love that another generation has found their catalog. There's just so much wonderful music and harmonies that you can lose yourself for years, not days or months, but years, you know, really getting into the Beach Boys. So I hope that their catalog proves that for her. And just want to thank her for being a part of this episode. I want to remind everyone about esquarterly.com. That's where you can actually find the physical magazine, Endless Summer Quarterly Magazine. Head on over to esquarterly.com. That's esquarterly.com. There, if you click on the ESQ store button, it'll show you all the back catalog that we have dating back to 1993. And if you click on the About Us, you'll find out some history about the magazine, what we've been doing all these years. We are considered the Beach Boys publication of record. And if you go to the subscription page, magazine subscription, you'll see videos from Brian, Mike, Al, and Bruce endorsing the publication. So check it out. It's a physical magazine. It's digest size. Comes out 4 times a year, quarterly. So if you haven't checked it out, please do. And I'm going to close this particular show with the other song that Mike mentioned, "Old Cape Cod" by Patti Page. And if you're a fan of the Beach Boys and you have the Surf's Up album, then you know Bruce Johnston's song "Disney Girls" mentions Patti Page in "Old Cape Cod." So I just thought it would be a fitting way to end. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Old Cape Cod, that old Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew served by a window with an ocean view, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod Bay,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
This has been Good Vibrations, a Beach Boys music program, sponsored by Endless Summer Quarterly.